Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100-ish House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump is expected to give comments to the court Tuesday on the impeachment trial set to begin next week. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
A week away from his second impeachment trial, former President Donald Trump announced he was bringing in a new legal team. Former Assistant U.S. Attorney Andy McCarthy tells Fox News that in a legal proceeding, that would be cause for a delay in a trial. But since impeachment is a political matter, the president's new team will have to quickly prepare their defense.
They can make arguments for all kinds of things. The fact is, we have to keep remembering that this is a political proceeding, not a legal one. So the normal due process rules wouldn't necessarily obtain. I think what you're seeing is the president has replaced a team that appears to have been, you know, more along the lines of a traditional legal team that wanted to put their head down and proceed with the case. He wants a little bit more of a public defense because it's a political proceeding.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you plan to travel using public transportation like planes, trains, and Ubermobiles, don't forget your mask. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott gets us up to speed on President Biden's mask mandate.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The DeKalb County Police Department in Georgia say rapper Silento, whose real name is Richard Hawk, was arrested Monday for allegedly fatally shooting his older cousin near Atlanta, Georgia. The 23-year-old Watch Me Whip, Watch Me Nay Nay singer was charged with murder in the January 21st shooting death of 34-year-old Frederick Rooks. After changing the last four letters to B-O-O-B, five men and one woman was arrested for altering the Fame Hollywood sign Monday. All were arrested after climbing back down to Mulholland Drive. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there, including all our past interviews, future interviews. Hey, as long as we're allowed to do this, pressure's on. You know, not that we're being reckless here, but we believe in pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And look, admittedly, the truth can be offensive, and especially for those that don't want you to know the truth, right? This is what we're dealing with here in America. But, you know, we surrendered the truth early on, and we got to this point. And so it's a little bit tougher once you let it go to reclaim it, because the power brokers like us to be dumbed down and reduced to our lowest common denominator at each other's throats, because then we're that much easier to form and manipulate. This is what's going on in today's America, believe it or not. This is the truth of the matter on all things, whether we're talking about climate change, just go right on down the list of things that that really matter, energy independence and on and on. Dr. Tom Borelli is here, and he'll break it all down, particularly as it relates to, you know, climate change and energy independence. Tom, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Great to be back with you again.
Well, as always, Tom is a climate change energy expert, contributor with Conservative Review and America's Voice. You'll see him regularly on Fox News, amongst other places of exposure, because he is the go-to expert. And he gives it straight, and, you know, hey, there's no tiptoeing around the tulips here. We just have to call it for what it is, because if, you know, like anything, Tom, as you know, we cannot be in denial. If we're going to address a particular issue, we have to do it in all honesty to arrive at the, you know, the correct conclusion, a conclusion that is beneficial for all, not for some.
Well, Bill, you made the first mistake today in thinking logically. And we both suffer from that now, don't we?
Yeah, we do. It's quite, sadly, it's quite the contrast, isn't it? So much so that we're being targeted, Tom.
Oh, no. It is so true. As we know, just taking a big step back, we see, you know, the whole cancel culture out there trying to really silence conservative voices in the very biggest picture. You know, some, you know, people are out there claiming that if you worked for the Trump administration, you should not be hired anywhere. They're now trying to get Newsmax, Fox News, OAN Network off cable. Mm-hmm. It's a full press to silence free speech, but it's a great thing. We still have talk radio, and we still have great talk radio hosts like yourself that can get the message out to the people.
Well, Tom, what's so disgusting about this, it's like saying, okay, anybody that hit home runs and scored the winning basket, helped a team win the championship, they're out. We don't want them on the team anymore. Suddenly they're perceived as being bad people. And forever they will be, they'll be demised. So, you know, Tom Brady and Mahomes and anybody else, any Hall of Famer, you're out of the club, you're canceled. because we now have perceived you to be a ne'er-do-well and not very valuable. But yet, consistently, these guys are winners. And the people on the Trump administration, what are they guilty of? You know, securing our borders, energy independence for the first time. You're going to hear a soundbite from Rick Grenell a little bit later on. And Rick talks about how, you know, the Paris Accord and us stepping away from the Paris Agreement, how successful America was even afterwards. It wasn't like we turned our back on, you know, being good stewards of the climate or of our natural resources. If anything, you know, what came into question was, you know, how could we be better? And as a result, we move the needle in a positive way. But those things want to be stamped out and declared null and void by those that are rewriting history in today's America.
Oh, Bill, you're so right. This is, again, this is a huge push. And when you look at something like the Paris Climate Accord, it is really nothing more than the globalist view of the world. Mm-hmm. To your point, the United States was able to lower its own CO2 emissions during the Trump administration, despite us being energy independent, despite pulling back all regulations. The market just works that way. Mm-hmm. And what's really twisted about this is most of the countries that signed for the Paris Accord aren't even keeping up with their own commitments.
Of course not.
Including China.
Right. Well, and especially China, because
they begin and lower emissions until like 10 years out.
Yeah.
So essentially what you're doing is you're putting handcuffs on the American people by putting handcuffs on traditional forms of energy, coal, oil, natural gas. Under this sort of Biden administration, they're going to be cracking down on that, those emissions, I mean, and those forms of energy. And it's going to hammer the American people with higher energy prices, jeopardize our energy security, and empower Russia and China. It doesn't get any worse than that.
Tom, it's a disease within the Democratic Party, sadly. And I have to put it right at their doorstep because, you know, they're the ones that continue to perpetrate, you know, this narrative, which is so full of bull. That somehow America is undeserving and we have to carry the freight for the rest of the world. We're a small minority by comparison in population, but because we've worked hard and we've benefited and we're reaping from all our hard work that we've sown, somehow we're evil people. And as a result, we've got to bring everybody else up to speed. And as if we're not already, you know, offering them, you know, some assistance and other, you know, forms of support. I mean, look what we did to China. We wanted to help China and help them to be independent. And it's come back to bite us in the back end because they don't want independence. They want dominance.
No, that's also right. And, yeah, that's what, you know, President Trump had it. Was right on China all along. He recognized, you know, the country as a threat. He tried to work, you know, great trade deals. That was never an issue before before President Trump. Every other president was too afraid to take on China,
exactly.
Engage in, you know, really tough trade negotiations because they knew it could have an impact on the stock market. And because of the influence of big business, loves globalism because they can just sit back and flick the switch. They can make things in China, move factories over there. It just increases their bottom line, and it really harms the American people. President Trump changed all that dynamic. Unfortunately, now we have President Biden, and he's not going to stand up to China. In fact, he's playing right into the hands with respect to energy and Russia, by the way.
Well, and they've already said, and look at the Chinese representative yesterday said, look at, you know, there's no, you know, the rules are simple. You just do it our way or no way. You know, let's go back to 2015 and we'll all be buddy buddies again. And I'm sure along with that acquiescence will come additional money to the, you know, Biden family corporation. What do you think?
Of course, they're lining their pockets in the past, and there's no reason why that's not going to happen in the future.
I know. I mean, and you think that Hillary Clinton is like, you know, shaking her head and keeping her up at night thinking about what could have been, that all that Joe Biden is reaping the benefit of. But, of course, you know, they have to admit that he's mentally, there's some mental failings that are now coming out that even the mainstream media can no longer cover. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi has already set the stage for the 25th Amendment there. So, you know, we may have our first woman president before it's all over in Kamala Harris. But stay tuned for details. We'll keep you up to date on it, because with the Democrats, anything can happen, as we know. More from Tom Borelli after
this. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Don Shank here with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 27 languages. The Tide 2021 Yearbeard Challenge is underway, and we're looking for even more men to commit to putting their razors down for a whole year. This challenge is meant to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry. Long beards draw attention, and the Tide has benefited from that attention. One participant who encourages men to join this unique opportunity says, "We often find it difficult to talk about our faith, but not our day-to-day lives. You can easily start a conversation about why you have a huge beard and who it is we're here to serve." The Hairy Guys each have a goal to help provide airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio programs so that more people around the world can hear about Jesus in their own language. To learn more about how you can help the Tide Ministry tell more people about Jesus by simply putting away your razor, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
I want to pick up on something that John Kerry said. He said that now we are dealing with the effects of climate change. And that's just not true, because during the Trump administration, we lowered CO2 consistently. We are actually the country that, despite not being in the Paris Climate Treaty, took the political action and the political will to lower CO2 consistently, we did that while also dramatically increasing the ability for the United States to become energy independent. This affects foreign policy, national security, because rather than buying Middle East oil in the same quantities that we have been, we're able to now export natural gas. That is dramatic. And by the way, we would not be able to have been so successful with job creation and exporting natural gas if we had listened to the radical Democrats on fracking. They told us it was unsafe, and they were science deniers. It took us many years of academic institutions looking at this to be able to say, you know what, fracking is safe. We can use it. So we've been dealing with successfully job creation and controlling the effects of climate change here in the United States because we've been lowering CO2. Others have not.
Okay, let's leave it right there. That's Rick Rennell in that statement, Tom Borelli, that we were talking about early about the success of the Trump administration that, disgustingly, the establishment media has not, you know, giving him any credit or giving the American people any credit, you know, and we just keep hearing this counter narrative that you go, wait a minute, this is reality versus your perception, whether we're talking about, you know, all the naysaying and fear mongering produced by other Democrats like Al Gore and, you know, John Kerry. Like, what does he know? I mean, is John Kerry he's suddenly this science expert, or did he go to the what is it the Bill Nye School of Science, and now he's now to be in charge of, you know, climate in our country? I mean, talk about, I mean, everything, which is amazing to me, and this is, I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, and it kind of bothers me to talk about elected officials in this regard. But it seems like almost, this sounds dangerous in saying its entirety, but there's so many people within the Biden administration that personify the Peter Principle, Tom. And I know you know that, you know of that, because Dr. Peters warned us of this. And he saw this happening in organizations and in businesses where people would rise to their level of incompetence. And whether it's John Kerry, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, I mean, go down the level and you go, wow, I mean, we have a bunch of incompetent people within this administration, and we surrendered an administration that was actually moving the needle, that made us energy independent. And Rick Rennell eloquently lays, I mean, this guy is, he was in the administration. He knows what he's talking about. How does John Kerry refute anything that Rick Rennell just said?
Well, he can't, and you won't hear that from Kerry, because Kerry is the big globalist. Two, you know, his title envoy, right? It's one of those UN kind of diplomatic titles. I'm an envoy.
Right.
You know, that gets him excited, and then he could fly around in his corporate jet, or really his wife's corporate jet, but their own personal jet around the world, and, you know, belch out as much CO2 as they want, because at the end of the day, Bill and listeners, it's all about control.
Right.
If they control energy, they control our lives. If it costs you more to fill up your gas tank, it takes more money out of your pocket to do other things. They're going to use price control, skyrocketing energy prices, to control you, your mobility, and your freedom.
Yeah, because if you have money in your pocket, we have to deal with you being ornery, and right?
I might do something stupid, like go buy a nice big SUV, you know, go buy a few guns for my home and target shooting, whatever. I might use the liberties and freedoms that were guaranteed to us in the U.S. Constitution to pursue my own, you know, happiness.
Yes. Or God forbid that we would raise equally minded kids that would take over, you know, the next generation of leadership for our country based on freedom, right?
That's right. And this is, again, it's all about control. Look what's going on with the schools and the teachers. The teachers' unions don't want to, you know, go into some school districts actually teach kids because of COVID. And everybody says that the schools are not transmitters of the virus itself, but that doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about people flexing their muscle to the maximum degree, taking advantage of every emergency that they can to advance their own political agenda.
kind of amazing how they conveniently want to use perception versus science. I mean, on one hand, they're talking about, oh, you got to listen to scientists. You got to go with what they say. But if the perception of the teachers union is such that the teachers could be in danger, well, I think they're just waiting for, you know, the right price per hour. If they get a bigger paycheck, then maybe their fear of COVID will be ameliorated a little bit. What do you think?
Exactly. It's all about power. And anytime you talk about COVID, you have to go right back to China, where we talked about before. Mm-hmm. Because number one, they are the cause of the virus.
Right.
And they knew it was being transmitted between people, and yet they hid that fact from the world. They locked down Wuhan, and at the same time, they allowed people to travel internally, but they allowed people from Wuhan to travel around the world, basically infecting the world.
Yeah, there were human missiles of infection that were sent out by the Chinese. And, of course, you may have missed the memo, so you could get a pass this time, Dr. Tom. But Joe Biden's administration said that you can no longer say China virus. And I just said it. I'm sorry.
China virus.
It is what it is. I mean, let's just deny it. I mean, this is insane. We're in such an upside down world and expression that we're all being dumbed down. I mean, you wonder. It's like if we are propagandized this for, you know, the entirety of the 4-year administration of Joe Biden. I mean, we're going to be brain numb. We're going to lose intelligence and become, as Jordan Peterson said, we're going to render ourselves stupid in this process. I mean, think about it. The impact of buying into a lie in this kind of insidious deception that's being thrust on the American people by the Biden. This is all very dangerous right now at a time, especially, as you mentioned, our kids aren't in class right now. I mean, brain cells are being affected. We are falling behind. This is a very dangerous time for our kids. And I just cannot believe the casualness of this. And Donald Trump pointed it out. And every time I say Donald Trump, well, of course, that idiot, you know, he didn't count anymore. But he's exactly right in as much as he said, do not let the solution be worse than the disease. And this is where we are right now, Tom.
Oh, absolutely. And talk about children. Not only are they not being educated, but what about the long-term psychological damage of being locked in home, not being able to play with other kids, not being able to socialize, not being able to learn? Unfortunately, some children now rely way too much on schools for medical treatment once in a while, as well as food.
Yes, and food, yeah.
Trapped at home with an abusive parent. I mean, there's no good coming out of any of this, and yet the teachers union and Biden administration is backing Chicago teachers not to go back into the classroom.
Well, Ron Klein, the chief of staff for the Biden administration, said there were four major issues the administration was going to be focused on. I mean, of all things coming into four major deals, the resulting economic crisis, okay, racial equity crisis, COVID-19 crisis, and, of course, the climate crisis. The climate crisis, which a majority of America has one big yawn for, Tom. I mean, they're not buying it. They're not buying this gospel. It's the wrong gospel, wrong church, as far as I can see.
Right, and crisis will always be used for the government to take power. Remember, Juan Emanuel, never let a crisis go to waste.
Exactly. Well, and as you said time and again, and I hope that is, those are the operating words, power and control. And this is what's being exercised and thrust upon we the people. And we're being conditioned for said power and control that is not going to we the people. It's going to them in charge, isn't it, Dr. Tom Borelli?
Oh, absolutely. They're grabbing power. How many executive orders has President Biden done? Over 40 now?
Enough to spin your head. That's it. Got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Mortgage
appreciate
rates
it.
Are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Governor Andrew Cuomo, the Democrat from New York, comes under immense scrutiny for his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. On Monday, a report details Cuomo's contentious relationship with the New York State Health Department. The Times report claimed 9 top health officials resigned over the last year. The former officials allege Cuomo sidestepped their proposals for dishing out COVID-19 vaccines to residents. They added Cuomo deleted decades worth of planning. 100-ish House Democrats are asking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to include amnesty for some illegal immigrants in the COVID relief package. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus is heading up the group of House Democrats who sent a letter to Pelosi over the weekend seeking amnesty for at least 5 million illegal immigrants deemed essential workers and added to the stimulus bill. 6 people were arrested Monday for trespassing after altering California's iconic Hollywood sign, changing the last 4 letters to B-O-O-B. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Rachel Alexander is with us, a regular contributor to Town Hall, political columnist and founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always love coming on the show.
Well, I'll tell you, the heads of Americans are spinning. I know those on the left could care less, but look at the fact of the matter is you got 75 million plus people. And I mean real people, not people out of the grave, but real people who actually voted. And they've got more questions than answers. And it doesn't seem that a president who wants to unify the people wants to address, you know, their questions.
No, he doesn't. And he just wants to continue calling all of us racist. And I think it's finally starting to backfire on them. I've been looking at all this infighting going on since Biden got into office. And all of his little factions are all starting to quabble with each other. And I didn't even think it would happen this fast, but it is. And it's because, you know, their side doesn't have principles. They just have special interests.
Right.
So they're eventually going to implode.
Do you see him like, it's like he's herding cats, I think. Is that right?
I love cats, but that is a very good analogy.
Well, yeah, only because I find myself living with a couple of cats right now. Fortunately, they're, you know, as far as cats go, they're pretty well behaved. It's not necessarily going to be successful in converting me to a cat lover, but I will say that for these two particular cats, you know, they're going a long way in opening my heart towards them.
They're not Biden cats, then.
No, I don't think so. But, you know, the fact of the matter is, and you and I discussed this before, Rachel, is that the divisions within the Democratic Party, in fact, I thought that after the 2020 election, that was going to be devastating for them, that they were just going to fall apart, and it was going to take them a number of years to reconnoiter. Now, they may be avoiding the inevitable, And at some point, they will collapse on the weight of their own theories and their interests, because, you know, as Donald Trump found out, boy, there's a lot to this government, and it takes some heavy lifting and cooperation in order to move this government in a way that's productive for we the people, right?
Yeah, and you definitely had some vision that I didn't. I was too negative, you know, in recent weeks. But
right.
Yeah, they are definitely finding it's going to be a lot more difficult than they thought, even though they control the three branches now. Technically, they control the judiciary, too, if you do the math. But
right.
Anyway, yeah, I mean, the Democrats are finding out it's going to be much more difficult than they ever thought. And I think it's going to give us some time. We're going to have a reprieve. They're not going to be able to come after us as hard as they want because they can't even agree on anything.
Exactly. Well, and this was, you know, part of the issue just from the get-go, you know, the distraction of, you know, forget about the first 100 days. Maybe it's going to be the first 50 days because the effort of what could have been put in the first 100 days is some of that political capital is being expended on impeachment.
Exactly. And why do you think Biden is running through so many executive orders right now? Because he realizes they're not going to get hardly anything done. He is desperate. Somebody warned him early on, you better just start with these now while you're at the most popular that you're ever going to be, because you're not getting much done outside of these.
Yeah, but he's not helping his cause for popularity when you eliminate jobs. I mean, President Trump was all about jobs, and as one guest last week referred to Joe Biden as Job Killer Joe.
Right, but their special interests are too powerful. I don't think Biden can even, you know, push back there. You know, his environment, radical environmentalists and globalists, deep pockets, the George Soros types. Biden can't push back against that. I mean, why do you think that was one of the first things he did? Was rejoin the Paris Climate Accord?
Exactly. Which Rick Grenell, I like what he had to say over the weekend. He said, despite not being in the Paris Climate Treaty, The Trump administration lowered CO2 consumption consistently. That's a fact.
Yeah, there was someone who came out in December from the UN who even said to the United States, look, you're doing such a good job at lowering CO2 emissions that you don't even need to be in the climate accord.
Right, exactly. And also it allowed, again, you know, like we were talking about, you know, in terms of the expansion of natural human resources, it allowed our government to really focus on becoming energy independent, which now the Biden administration is threatening. I mean, it's like, what, you can't handle good news? You can't handle energy independence? You'd much rather us be dependent and beholden to countries that don't like us?
Yeah, their interests when it comes to the environment are so convoluted that to try to, like, I almost look at it this way. I was getting kind of worried that our side is, you know, very difficult to understand because it's a more complex argument, and so the average American can't understand us. But at least we have consistent principles. They don't have any principles when it comes to this environmental stuff. They are all over the board. They are going to be floundering so bad over the next 4 years.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you're counting on your leader, the president. I mean, you talk about being mushy. What does Joe Biden stand for other than, you know, platitudes and, you know, broad brush statements that are driven by, you know, the hard left or even John Kerry? I mean, I hear John Kerry and he sounds more like a parrot than somebody who is passionate about the environment and about, you know, global warming and these other associated issues. Do you get that as well, or is it just me?
Yeah, I think he's past his prime. He doesn't do anything but repeat old talking points from 25 years ago. And he doesn't really stand for anything. You know, the Democrats have just turned into orange man bad, and they have no
That's right.
But, yeah, they have no plans of their own.
Well, where's the veracity of their argument? I mean, like you said, they've been arguing this case. You know, Al Gore, you know, is mostly quiet. I mean, if there was anything substantial that they could hang their hat on, they would come in and present the evidence. But there seems to be a lack of clear evidence, but plenty of emotion to carry, you know, to carry the day, or at least carry their argument, so to speak. But this is why 70% of America says, not interested, at least.
Yeah, I just, again, I'm actually just in shock because I did not see this coming when Biden got in. I thought they would be much slicker than this because they were so slick at destroying us.
Yes.
But, They are just completely unraveling because their positions have become so far so extreme. They're really much harder to defend now.
Well, and this was a warning even from, you know, fellow Democrats that said they were so focused, like you said, on Orange Man Bad, that they really hadn't perfected their narrative in terms of policies and alternate propositions that the people could get excited about. I mean, Orange Man Bad. Well, Orange Man is gone. Well, Orange Man is still there because we're, I mean, it's like if they didn't have the impeachment to hang their hat on, what kind of substance would be left of the Democratic Party right now, Rachel?
Yeah, it's really bad. I mean, for one of my articles a couple weeks ago, I went and looked at their platforms, and it's just kind of like rambling, like odd things here and there. There's no coherent principles. There's just, you know, move the minimum wage up to $25 an hour and all kinds of random stuff that, I mean, not even possibly defendable like that.
Right. Who knows? Maybe we'll find out that Jonathan Gruber, you remember him, one of the architects for Obamacare, who said that, you know, they purposely made it confusing. We're talking about the 2,800 pages of Obamacare, purposely made it confusing because they didn't think the people were smart enough to understand. So maybe there might be a Jonathan Gruber type that was responsible for the 110-page manifesto brought to you by the Joe Biden administration. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Rachel Alexander coming up after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, vice president of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
14 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back. Rachel Alexander, the attorney, contributor to Town Hall WND. The Christian Post is with us. Rachel, a little bit of controversy. You talked about something that, it just rankles people for whatever reason. You say QAnon and nerves get rattled. Whoa. What is it about QAnon that's just driving people nuts? I mean, you know, Black Lives Matter didn't even, you know, raise such a concern as QAnon did.
Well, it's the Democrats' latest target that they can associate with the right and say that it's very radical and it's dangerous and they're inciting violence. And so that's what the left has successfully been able to do with this QAnon, which is just bizarre because if you look at it up until the U.S. Capitol, there had never even been anyone who had died who was remotely associated with QAnon, unlike Black Lives Matter and Antifa. And so they've been able to take this, you know, relatively innocuous organization and make them out to be the bogeyman.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of amazing. I mean, even the FBI, I mean, all of a sudden, because it's so contemporary and easy to do, I guess, low-hanging fruit for the left, they declared it a domestic terrorist threat. I mean, there's been other real threats, billions of dollars of damage perpetrated on the cities of America, and these people go to jail, they get out of jail. The vice president of the United States pays their bail or is associated with an organization that pays their bail, that gets them in and out of jail. I don't hear the same for QAnon, but yet they're such a dangerous factor that they are almost immediately declared a domestic terrorist threat.
Yeah, it's a total double standard. QAnon is not even as dangerous as Antifa or BLM, but, you know, we had 25,000 National Guard troops at the Capitol on Inauguration Day because of this threat of QAnon. And then did you hear of one single violent incident at the inauguration day? I didn't.
No.
And
right.
So they're making it up. They're making it seem worse than it is. And they're doing it because they're using it as an excuse to purge conservatives. It's so easy just to say, oh, if you try to question the election, then you're QAnon, and therefore you're inciting violence. So you must be removed from Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, that's kind of what the left is doing. And that's the direction they're going in right now.
Rachel, I have increasing concern that it's more than just stamping out conservative thought and speech. It's much more diabolical than that. I mean, it's as if we're being conditioned for something worse to come. I mean, we've already seen in the reports of the military weaponization of our government officials. I mean, this is like scary. I mean, the millions of rounds of hollow point bullets that, you know, institutions like the IRS would have? Why are they weapons? Why is the IRS given guns and ammunition? You know, what is anticipated? What's on the horizon that they see coming that we're not talking about?
Well, I think at a minimum, it's meant to make people on the right look bad. It's meant to say, oh, my gosh, we hear that you guys are so dangerous and you are so scary that we are just going to have to arm all these people, you know, serving the taxpayers, because you're gonna take them on. You're gonna do something awful. So I think it's mainly a ruse just to tarnish those of us on the right. But at worst, yeah, it could be far worse than this. I mean, 25,000 troops, that didn't even make sense.
Exactly. Well, I kind of satirically said that was the only way that Joe Biden could get an audience, is that he had to call in the National Guard to be there for his inauguration. And because it was embarrassing. I mean, and the way they treated the National Guard members on top of that, I mean, it's like, oh, okay, so you had all these mannequins, so to speak, for show. You had them there. You abused them. And here it is. You were accusing Donald Trump not that long ago for staging and the misuse of military force or, a military optic to promote a political interest. And here they are guilty of the very same thing. And interestingly enough, well, I shouldn't even say that because that would give them too much credit. But the established media just ignored it. They just shrugged.
No, it's just been astonishing, the free pass Biden has been getting in these last few days since he's been in office by the MSN. In fact, I got to be honest, I mean, I'm almost having a lot of fun because it's so egregious, it's so insane, they are so out of line that, you know, we can call them out multiple times a day.
But right.
Our side is actually pretty ethical, mm-hmm. But when you put a party in office that's not ethical, they are making these mistakes over and over again all day long.
Yeah. Well, it's like you said earlier, they're in search of a boogeyman at every turn. I mean, before it was Putin, right? Putin was the boogeyman. They're like Don Quixote out there fighting windmills. And so they're just looking for whatever the latest boogeyman du jour happens to be. And right now it happens to be QAnon. And QAnon maybe likes the publicity because now people are talking about them. But, you know, when you think about who QAnon is, really what the driving force compared to these other destructive interest groups on the left, and destructive, I mean, over $1 billion worth of damage, all the job loss, all the people that were dead. I don't know that you can, in right conscience, put the death of people there at the January 6th, event, the storming of the Bastille, so to speak, that you can lay that on QAnon any more than you can lay it on Donald Trump. But, of course, they have control of the narrative, and the established media and big tech, they've got their chosen targets right now. So anything to make Donald Trump and his followers, make sure that they get back into their little black holes and have nothing to do with the fight for, liberty in this country, they're better off, because these brilliant individuals, we're so fortunate. I see, Rachel, that their arrogance is so obvious, that they believe that we're so fortunate that they are controlling the country, that it's going to return to normal. And look at all the spouting that they had to say, prior to the election. And now they got the results they desired. And they're all so quiet. They can't even celebrate any kind of success story, because, the Biden administration has been one incompetent step after another. I've said that Joe Biden has Peter principled himself, really, because you look at him. He wasn't very competent as a vice president, certainly not as a legislator. And if you look back over his history, it's amazing how today, how many people are being canceled for things that they said or ideas that they may have thrown out there. Well, Joe Biden has 50 years of bad ideas that have been out there, and he rises to the level of now he's in the Oval Office and the President of the United States?
Oh, yeah, we're in for 4 years of a clown circus. And like you said, QAnon is just where their target was this most recent time. But they're moving the goalposts. They're going to find another target, whether it's you know, little old Christian grandmas, or whether it's, you know, gay conservatives, or whether it's, I mean, they just keep moving the goalposts until they can go after all of us and make us all look bad and make us all look racist and make us all look like we're trying to incite violence. And I mean, right now, you can't even question the election results. Are they trying to lump you in with QAnon?
Exactly. Well, you've got a representative who, you know, she supported Donald Trump. She's there, I believe, in Georgia, and they're all over her right now because, you know, she's made sympathetic statements about QAnon, and I thought they were pretty benign statements, but boy, they put it on her like as if, you know, she became, you know, their judge advocate or something. And, of course, Donald Trump and, you know, like others, just having a question, you know, a natural question to say, you know, help us understand. You know, I was speaking with a Republican strategist, and he says that he's not where I am. He's satisfied with the results. And I said, I wish I was where you're at. And I know a lot of other people do, too. I just don't have confidence. And I said, maybe you need to come back and, you know, tell us what you know that gives you confidence that there was no voter fraud. Although you just mentioned, I mean, he did mention a couple of voter fraud instances. And I said, OK, you know, is that permissible? I mean, how much voter fraud are we supposed to put up with? Is it 3%, 4%, 20%? You know, what is the number? What's the tolerable number of voter fraud? And what's the tolerable number of people who die Republican and come back and vote Democrat? You know, help me understand, you know, get me to that place of assurance that you're at that says that it's okay to, you know, stuff the ballot and ballot harvest and open up the election process for weeks upon weeks and mail-in voting, which we already know is a problem. Help me feel confident that our elections going forward are going to be safe and secure.
Yeah, or as I would put it as a former prosecutor, what level of felony election frauds are acceptable to you?
Exactly. Yes. Great question. That's it. Now, in your most recent column, you talk about the left is trying to gradually purge us from the entire internet. I think you were being very kind in saying gradually. I mean, it's a tsunami purge. Any time the right or conservative thought raises its head, they can't get canceled fast enough, can they?
Yeah, well, and maybe what I meant by gradually is that they're moving to other methods to get rid of us, because
yes.
I predict they're going to even go after ICANN, you know, the internet domain name system. And I think they're going to try to pressure that independent body to kick conservatives off the internet.
Yeah, they're probably looking at Barack Obama and say, why did you give up ICANN for nothing on top of that? But you know, because we did have control of ICANN previously, right?
Until 2016, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Amazing. Well, Rachel Alexander has been our guest. Now you know why we love talking to Rachel. And she's one of the few attorneys I love talking to and having discussion with. I will say that. I appreciate
backhanded
her.
Backhanded compliment.
No, not backhanded. Lovingly, I say that with all due respect. Contributor, Town Hall, WND, The Christian Post as well, Rachel Alexander. Rachel, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Are you